Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tell everybody that you know to delete the old version of you that exists in their head. You know, if a snake doesn't shed its skin, it'll suffocate. And you've been suffocating, holding on to an old version of you that's ready to die off. So you're shedding, you're releasing, and you're building a new and better version of you.
I think some people get stronger after failure and some people collapse. The difference between the two is the level of commitment that they made to themselves along the journey. I think it's simple. One's committed, one hasn't. One says, come hell or high water, we're gonna figure this out. One's exercising from the energy of courage, from the energy of faith. The other one's coming from fear. It's coming from doubt, it's coming from lack. So when we look at it and say, yes, this knocked me down. Yes, I went backwards. But if I still have oxygen in my lungs, I'm not done yet. I'm telling you from firsthand example in my life. I've been knocked down, wondering how am I gonna make ends meet? What am I gonna do? But I made a commitment to myself. While we're here, we're gonna figure this out. So when they're at my funeral, you know what they can say? He gave everything that he had to try to figure it out.
It's a trial by fire. You have to keep on going through isolation, through loneliness, with nothing but the faith you have when you look in the mirror every morning and remind yourself that it will all be worth it one day. And I love that. But you have to remember that it's going to be cringe because you're going to show up in certain ways that frankly aren't validated. You're going to lack the accolades. It's going to lack the permission you get given later down the line to act as that person. But fuck that. Fuck waiting for the accolades. You don't get past that cringe point by waiting for it to pass. You just have to run headfirst into it. That's the only way. The only way out is through.
A version of you that doesn't ask for permission, a version of you that takes action and follows through and has an unwavering desire to build themselves into the best that they can be. This isn't a new chapter of you. This is a whole new book.
So again, everything in your life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. When you don't skip over that, you just got to know the distinction. Everything is just how you relate to it. There's no good or bad. Shit happens. It's life.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When you make a choice and say, come hell or high water, I'm going to be this, then you should not be surprised when you are that. And I gave my soul to this gang. There's nothing more I could give. Nothing. But I'm telling you, it goes by fast. And if you don't give it your all, you're going to regret it. I love what I do. And it's as simple as that.
What does love feel like for you?
What does love feel like? So I think I'd describe it as a beautiful journey. You know, it has its ups and downs. Things are never perfect. But through love, you continue to persevere. And you move through them. You move through them. Through that storm, beautiful sun emerges. Right? And inevitably another storm comes. And guess what? You ride that one out too. So I think love is a certain determination and persistence to go through the good times and the bad times with the someone or something that you truly love. You know, I had a summer where I played basketball when I was like 10 or 11 years old, and I scored not a free throw, nothing, not a lucky shot, not a breakaway layup, 0 points. And I remember crying about it, being upset about it. And my father just gave me a hug and said, listen, whether you score 0 or score 60, I'm going to love you no matter what. Now, that is the most important thing that you can say to a child. Because from there, I was like, okay, that gives me all the confidence in the world to fail. I have the security there. But to hell with that, I'm scoring 60. There's a choice that we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make a choice. And what I mean by that is there are inherent sacrifices that come along with that. I had a purpose. I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. And anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for. So everything I saw, whether it was TV shows, whether it was books I read, people I talked to, everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player, everything. So when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library. The Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day, you know, you're trying to become better. And it's a constant quest. It's an infinite quest. I want to be one of the best basketball players we've ever played. Okay, how do I get there? And every decision I made in my life was centered around the process of helping me eventually get there. Like, you're always going after, always going after, always going after. And if there's a challenge that ensues, oh, good. I want to see how I stack up to that. So I had that purpose. And once I had that purpose, every decision that I made was centered around that purpose. I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work harder than that. So we go after. What I've learned is to always keep going, always. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And I gave my soul to this game, man. There's nothing more I could give. Nothing.
You guys know that, you know, if you do the work, you work hard enough, dreams come true. You know that. We all know that. But hopefully what you get is the understanding that those times where you get up early and you work hard, those times where you stay up late and you work hard, those times where you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Every kid, every person has the ability to put one foot in front of the other, right? So like if you're saying, okay, I'm going to climb Mount Everest, and you're at the bottom of the mountain and you look up and you're going, I'm not going to climb Mount Everest, right? But if you break it down into sections and you just one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, next thing you know, you're at the top of the mountain. So like as a kid, I said, I want to be the best ever. Right? And now you go through your life and everything you do is try to be the best ever, be the best ever, be the best ever. And as you get older, you start understanding that those things are very superficial things. Right? And everybody has a different opinion about it. No matter what you do, I can win 20 championships. There's always an opinion on who's the best. Everybody has different opinions. And so I started really kind of understanding maybe that's not the important thing. Maybe the important thing is to, you know, how do we as a team grow? How do I help my teammates be better? So that was the first change for me. And then as I got older still, it became more about how are you inspiring others, right, to find themselves. That is the ultimate championship. How do you use your passion and use that to inspire somebody else to create their passion? And then how can they pass that on to the next person? That is true success. The lesson I cherish the most is how important it is to love what you do. Always seek out things you love and always work hard once you find it. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality.
My mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart.
This is what we talk about all the time. You know, you have a bump in the road, you fall, you get back up, and you go after it again, right? That's what we do.
Never allow my fear to limit me. I'll figure out how to get past it. I think the thing that you should be afraid of most would probably be being alone. And I've been on my own since I can remember.
So you went for permission? You want me to go under you and you asking permission? But I'm not listening to nobody. You see, I do better when I listen to me.
You know, I had to convince myself that I'm gonna make it.
A lot of people probably think I was born fearless. I might project that energy, but it's not true. I was scared of the dark as a child.
It shifted me. It's either when you get hurt that bad, either your fear consumes you or you become a bit insensitive and you start to approach the problem instead of run from it.
I never ran from anything because I didn't have nobody to go to. I've always had it where I'm going. Home to get me.
I've experienced anxiety and angst of all kinds. The difference is I refuse to allow myself to grow comfortable in all those fears. Comfort, I learned, is a dream killer. It saps our ambition, blinds our vision, promotes complacency. The number one thing most people are comfortable with is fear.
There's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance because they don't understand the process I went through and how much I had to believe in myself in order to make these things happen. I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Things that are meant to happen will, and if you believe in yourself enough, you can help yourself learn. no matter how much you feel like you're prepared for something, it never happens on your time, like when you think you're ready, like it's supposed to happen. It always happens when it's supposed to happen.
I think if you do things on other people's terms, that it's just wrong for your life. If I had to be different in order to make it happen, I wouldn't be being me and it wouldn't be the right thing.
Well, when you're in life-threatening situations, it makes you a little more conscious of death. You know, and the more that you are aware of your fate, the higher the probability you have a chance to live.
Ask someone if they're living in a constant state of fear, and they'll probably say, of course not. That's just pride talking, though. Fear dominates most people's lives. Fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of loneliness. I don't think there's anything shameful about experiencing fear. A little bit of paranoia is actually extremely helpful. There are a lot of real dangers out there, a lot of people with bad intentions. Being aware of those possibilities makes it easier to avoid them. What you cannot do is become complacent with any of those fears. If you fear loss, you can't spend your life avoiding intimacy and love, something I've struggled with. If you fear failure, you can't stop taking risks. If you fear the unknown, you can't stop trying new experiences.
You see what I'm saying? We got some people that have just decided not to try. They're more comfortable in a tent with nothing on their schedule every day. That's, some of them make the decision to just get the tent and feel no pressure to make it or no pressure to do anything. You know what I mean? And that's just, I can't comprehend the thinking. Like, you know, my thought process is so different from them that I can't relate to it.
When I say get rich or die trying in a literal fashion, I think they took it where I meant I'm determined, I'm gonna make it, or I'm putting everything on the line here.
It is not death a man should fear, said the Roman emperor and philosopher Marcus Aurelius. But he should fear never beginning to live.
Some people, they have the trait of, like, let's say the person is across the street, they look at you, they don't like you from across the street. Some people feel the need to go across the street to say, why, I'm a good person. I don't give a fuck.
Now I'm fucking say you crazy, call me crazy, you know I be thinking when they say that? Yeah, I'm crazy, I be thinking, yep. I was crazy enough to believe what the fuck I was saying gonna happen was gonna happen. And that's why I was persistent enough and consistent enough to exist now.
Being persistent, right? I think the only thing that separates people is passion. Having the ability to focus on something or to work on it will allow you to work hard enough to be good enough at it. That's the Kobe Bryant run. He outworked those people. He, like, you know, a lot of people in the league perform according to their paycheck. So they're like, I ain't getting that money, let them do it.
I think the things you go through make you who you are. So I don't regret those things.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, I think ambition is a part of a person's character. It isn't a learned behavior. You know, so I'll always be looking forward to move to the next level where there's different opportunities open up for me. I'll explore them. Like, so I can't put a limit to how far I can actually go.
Get rich or die trying. Right? In the process, because that's already what I'm feeling like I'm going to do. I'm in the process. It's the greatest thing is to watch me, because either I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die in the process. And then if I die in the process, I was doing what I wanted to do.
I can trace the roots of my own sense of fearlessness back to one specific event, the death of my mother. That's a special kind of fear, one that is hard to describe.
I didn't communicate well with the loss of my mom. I actually never really spoke to anybody about it. She was everything. She was like my mother, my father. My mom met me at 15. So it felt like the only real option would be to actually hustle at that point from her, I believe. I don't think she would agree with me going in that direction to hustle. I don't think she wanted that for me. You know, but the other part, the music and everything else that happened, I think she'd be really proud of me.
Losing my mother was the most significant thing that ever happened to me. Even in middle age, I could still feel her loss. But through her death, my mother managed to give me a rare gift, the seed of fearlessness.
I don't mind losing. I just like to lose at my expense. Let it be my fault. If I'm losing based on someone else's decision to do it, I'm furious about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I could have learned it and made better judgment myself than to just allow that to happen. I got instincts. A lot of people will gauge your level of intelligence by you having an associate's, bachelor's, or a master's degree. But a lot of those people retain information long enough to pass midterms and never use it.
I also came to understand another important truth. I wasn't comfortable being scared. That may seem like an obvious thing to say, but I think it's actually what makes me unique. Most people are extremely comfortable with their fears. Afraid of flying? Stay off of planes. Afraid of failure? Well, then don't even try. A lot of people live their entire lives that way. Not me. I hated being scared. I hated looking over my shoulder. To me, hiding would have almost been worse than getting shot. In some ways, the physical pain I endured was my friend. It pushed me further than most people are willing to go.
See, because the guy at the schoolyard doesn't want to fight always leads to the black eye. The moment that you show people that you're not willing to fight, they want to fight. You change the feelings. Do you want to feel like you're afraid all the time? Or do you start to become the aggressor? You know? And you start saying, you know what? You ain't got to find me because I'm looking for you. And then it changes everything.
Try the treadmill with no music. See how long you do that. Because you'll be in your head so much and you hear yourself breathing, you ain't gonna do it as long as you usually do it. When you can put the music on and just go, it takes your mind off of it, you can do the work.
When fear interrupts your routine or makes you rethink it in any way, it's gotten its hooks deep into you and will hold you back forever. Cowards die many times before their death, wrote Shakespeare. The valiant never taste of death but once. I wasn't trying to go out like a coward. The best way to get past a fear that's holding you back is first to acknowledge it and then come up with a plan to get past it. So that's what I did. First, I accepted that I was afraid.
I feel like I can't change it. That's that I misunderstood. You know, my confidence is mistaken for arrogance constantly. You know, people don't actually understand my intentions a lot of the time. Because what I've offered is myself. So there's artists out there that can beat me at doing different things, but not at being me. Can't nobody beat me at being that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Fight Within,
a reminder to keep going. You've heard it before, maybe too many times. Life is a fight. But I don't mean that in some cliche bumper sticker way. I mean it in the way that only someone who's been pushed to the edge can understand. I mean it in the way that life itself sometimes feels like it's conspiring against you. When the weight on your chest feels unbearable. When every step you take feels like it's only leading you deeper into the darkness. But the thing about the fight, about this life, is that it's not meant to be easy. It's not supposed to feel like a victory lap, because when you're in the thick of it, when you've hit your lowest point, that's when you are at your most powerful. There's a strange paradox in life. The moment you feel like you've got nothing left, that's often when your breakthrough is right around the corner. And I'm not saying that to offer you false hope. I'm saying it because this life is about resilience. It's about enduring the storm, not because you know for sure the sun is coming, but because there's nothing else left but to fight. There will be days when everything feels heavy, too heavy to carry. There will be moments when you're convinced that you can't keep going, that you're done, that maybe, just maybe, this time life has beaten you. I've been there. And so have you, if you're being honest with yourself. And in those moments, we have a choice. We can give in to the darkness, or we can keep moving, however slowly, however painfully. Think about it. What has quitting ever gotten anyone? Comfort? Number peace? Not even close. The only thing giving up guarantees is that the battle will remain unfinished. That the thing you most want will stay just out of reach. You know, this life we're living, it's short. It feels long when we're in it, struggling. It feels endless when we're at rock bottom. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, at the time we've been given, it's a blink, a flash, and it's over. And I think about that often. About how we're all running against the clock, fighting to make something of ourselves. Fighting to matter, to leave something behind. But here's the truth. Your fight isn't just about legacy, or success, or material things. It's about surviving the hardest moments and choosing to stand back up when life throws you down. There's a saying that it's always darkest before the dawn, that the worst moments, the toughest battles are always right before something gives. But that dawn, it's not promised, is it? Sometimes, it feels like it'll never come. Sometimes, it feels like the night stretches out endlessly, like there's no light in sight. But I'll tell you this. I have seen people hit what looked like their absolute rock bottom, and I have watched them rise. The point is, no matter how dark it feels, no matter how lost you are, there's always something on the other side. Maybe it's not the life-changing event you were hoping for. Maybe it's not the perfect sunrise. But it's progress, it's growth, it's the chance to be a little stronger, a little tougher, a little more ready for the next battle. The key is to keep pushing through the dark, to fight for that dawn even when you can't see it, even when you doubt it'll ever come. because that's the human spirit. That's the fire inside you that refuses to be snuffed out. And maybe, just maybe, that's what this whole thing is about. Not about winning, but about enduring. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the road ahead is easy. It's not. It's brutal. Life is unfair. It doesn't care if you're ready or not. It doesn't care if you're tired, if you're on your last breath. It will keep coming at you with everything it has. But you have something life doesn't. You have choice. You have resilience. You have the ability to keep fighting, even when the odds are stacked against you. And that's what will make the difference. So the next time you feel like giving up,
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The next time it feels like it's all too much, remember that it's in those moments, the darkest ones, that you're closest to breaking through. Remember that this life, this short, unforgiving life, is yours to fight for. Don't quit before the dawn. Don't stop before you see the other side. It's coming. It always is. Keep fighting. You owe that to yourself.
How true it was when Goethe wrote, "As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live." Magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. If you treat an individual as he will remain how he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. A person hears only what they understand. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do.
Nobody has all the answers, but the answers will come to you if you're available. And I think you need to make time to accept the answers and to figure out the answers. Life is a challenge. Life is hard. It's not easy. But the message is that you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep getting up. And pretty soon people look at you, God, they're so successful. They're lucky. No. If you work hard, the answers will come.
Only thing separating you from a dream is putting it on paper, writing it down, having the plan, and taking action. That is the only difference. Us as humans, our human nature wants to be lazy. We want to do as less as possible, but have as fun as possible with most pleasure and avoid pain. We're that simple. But then we overcomplicated things with the systems and all this other stuff. So just acknowledge that, write it down, have the plan, and be the person to decide your schedule and what you want to do rather than someone else giving you a task that you're working and helping them build their future more than you building your own future.
Remain focused. You are in the process of building a legacy. Your potential is not even close to being met. It's all there waiting for you, but you have to remain focused. And I know how bad you want it. You have a gut feeling that is telling you this is not it. Don't ignore it. It is there because it is your purpose. And far too many people get distracted and end up wandering down a different path. Don't let that be you. And it's not hard. This is a beautiful process. Invite failure. Be excited for challenges. Get lost a little bit, because when you find your way back, I promise you, you will be more knowledgeable, more more disciplined and more focused.
It's fearful. It's fearful. You know, life gets more and more difficult as we get older. We think it gets easier. It doesn't. It gets more complicated and layered. I've always said that life is kind of like from 1 to 40, it's all about addition. And from 40 on, it's about subtraction. You have to say, you know what? How do I make myself happy? What is it going to do? Like, I try to make everyone happy. Now, what is the thing that's going to make me happy? But in doing that, you may have to change your life drastically. And that takes a lot of guts, but it's going to be worth it, you know, because sometimes we follow a path that wasn't the right path and you don't, oh, how do I turn around? It's not easy.
The real win is the process. It's not the trophy at the end of the day. It's not the awards. It's not the glory. The win is that you put in the work when you didn't want to, when nobody was watching. You did it for you. That's the biggest win you can ask for. Never give up.
As humans, we tend to define people by their choices, by their actions. But then what motivates their actions? Well, often it's how they feel. And in what motivates how they feel about certain things, it's their perception of what's valuable and what's not. And so that's kind of how I drilled down to this idea that essentially what we are is just an aggregation of what we choose to value in this world, because everything else will flow from that.
Your biggest battle isn't with the competition, it's with yourself. It's in those moments when you hesitate, let excuses win, and allow distractions to derail your progress. The real competition is in the choices you make every day. Every decision either brings you closer to your potential or keeps you stuck. Master the discipline within, and nothing out there can stop you, because the only person standing in your way is you.
You can't afford not to face this fear, not to face what's holding you back, not to face this thing that you're so afraid of. Your future's way too important. It's way too important. Way too important. We need you. We need that out of you. We need you to face that fear, to grow out of this stage.
In the end, you realize it's just you. No one is coming to save you. No one can understand you at the depth you want them to. No one can lift you up other than yourself. No one can be there for you all the time, and no one else can overcome the thoughts that are weighing you down. It was always you, and it will always ever be just you.
I don't think you realize just how limited time you have on this earth. 100 years if you're lucky, and even then, it's such a gamble because you never truly know what's going to happen. So this is why every single day matters. Every single moment matters. So you should be living every moment to the fullest. You should be really working on yourself, working towards your dreams, working towards your goals, working towards whatever it is that you want, because this is your one shot. So make it count. And if you do that, if you really put in the work, you put 100% of your effort in, you could achieve everything that you want to achieve, but nothing is guaranteed. So at least try your best, because if you try your best, you have the best shot at succeeding.
You must assume that you already are what you want to be, and then live by faith in this assumption. Living from the end means that you call the things which do not exist as if they did. It will chase after you if you can place into your imagination what it is that you would like to attract and begin to feel it. That which you feel yourself to be, you are. And you are given that which you are. So assume the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of your wish. And your wish must be realized.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What if works both ways? What if we fail?
What if we don't?
And then you put a goal in your mind. How are you going to feel, man, when you accomplish this goal? Had to use all this negative that was making me weak and horrible as a person? This might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation.
What if can make you give up? What if can make you freak out? Or what if can make you step forward?
As human beings, we are meant to grow. And when you stop growing, your soul and your heart and your spirit dies. But as you move through life, it is unavoidable to face things that are challenging, face disappointment, face things that are just absolutely heartbreaking.
We start off with a masterpiece, and we start off with the basic goodness, but it's like that still small voice inside. It's still in small, it can easily be drowned out. And the idea is to be still and know and to realize that we were wired for success, but it's how we relate to our experience that determines whether we're chipping away or we're, you know, kind of burying that sense of wholeness that we're born with.
People are stunningly accepting of anything if they actually believe that's the purest form of it. People will accept you. People accept everything. Just be you.
And what we don't know is, you know, what's in your heart? Like, what is the fire that stirs you that you wake up saying, I will do this even when I don't feel like it. I will do whatever it takes to overcome my temptation for mediocrity, my temptation for excuses, my temptation for reasons and circumstances to hold me back. I won't allow those to be in my way. And if you have that within me, you'll achieve whatever you choose.
When you start to get into the pattern and the habit of spinning thoughts about what's coming, you will lose the battle with your mind. Your health will tank. Your mood will tank. Your relationships will tank. Your outlook will tank. It all begins with making a decision that you are not going to allow that fit in your mind. That is the one thing that you can control.
Just that we forget it. We don't look inside, we're looking outside. And so unless we're still and we think about it and we understand that I was born with this masterpiece, no one can give it to me or take it away. It's an inside job. Whether you're coming from a place of scarcity, or I would say survival mode, or coming from growth mode, which has to do with, yes, I can, yes to life, and I have the capacity and the responsibility to make it different, or to make it better.
If you're interested, you come up with stories, excuses, reasons, and circumstances why you can't or why you won't. If you're committed, those go out the window. You just do whatever it takes. And when it comes to the, you know, the problems that come up every day, I mean, it's like weather. It's sun-fillable, it's rainy, it's hailing, it's windy, that's life.
I truly think that if you complain, it's literally the second you start the sentence is a step back in a non-winning way. It's just that. Like, I don't care what you want. You can have anything you want. It's just important for people to understand that complaining has no value. Let your actions dictate instead of sitting there and feeling like you're not in control.
The one thing, some people say they're chasing happiness. And of course, Viktor Frankl said happiness cannot be pursued. It has to ensue. So you do things that make you happy. So I say people want peace of mind and people just want to be happy, I would say, or they don't want to suffer less. So the way I look at it is, if I can alleviate a little suffering or eliminate suffering completely, when we can open our heart and see other people's suffering, it helps us to connect and have more compassion. Can't have compassion without suffering.
Worrying is not helping. It's hurting. Our minds are like boats. And if a boat isn't anchored, it will go with a current and drift away. And the current right now everywhere is extraordinarily negative. You need things to anchor you in the positive thought that this is going to pass. This is temporary. I'm going to get through this. And when I do, I'm going to go do this thing that I care about.
So many people have so much potential, and it seems like they're standing on the edge of it instead of leaping into it. And what's the difference between somebody says, yes, I want it. I believe I can have it. I believe I could do it. But then there's another voice that they listen to more that says, but you're not smart enough. But you're not good enough. But what if you fail? What if you succeed? So there's voices in our head that most people have not learned how to rule. Just pay attention to. You have the belief that regardless of what happens in your external world, you can navigate towards the success that you want. That's a belief. And beliefs are the lens by which we actually see the world and by which we behave. And so if you want to change your results, don't focus on changing your behaviors. Change your focus on the beliefs that drive your behavior.
But you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So can you handle the truth? It's a question. And if you can't, if you see that, then you can say, well, if I'm going to change, I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with that discomfort until the point that I can see what I need to see. Then I can change it. Just continuing to make mistakes, learn from mistakes. But the mistakes are viewed as feedback, not as I'm a failure. It's just an event, not who we are.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.